Welcome back. This is lesson one, where I'm going to tell you what minimalism is, what it is not, how this philosophy can change your life, and why organization doesn't work and isn't really a solution to your problem. Let's start by talking about what minimalism is not. The word minimalism has lots and lots of stereotypes attached to it. Most people hear it and think it means owning nothing, or that it means having white walls and only a single white IKEA couch in your living room surrounded by succulents. While minimalism is the decorating style, the minimalist lifestyle has really nothing to do with that. I love what Joshua Becker says about this. Minimalism doesn't mean owning nothing. It means that nothing owns you. Guys, minimalism is freedom. It's adding margin to your life. It's creating some breathing room so you can spend time focused on what truly matters. Minimalism is also not organizing. In the world of professional organizers, you pay hundreds of dollars to have someone come into your home and help you rearrange what you own so that it looks better. They tell you to buy pretty bins and boxes and curtains to hide your mess, costing you even more money. And in the end, you feel better for about a week before all your junk is back on the floor, back on the dining room table, back wherever it is you don't want it. Why? Because organization isn't a solution to overwhelm. Decluttering is. Purging is. So what is purging? Purging is the removal of everything you don't truly need, everything that isn't adding to what matters most and helping you focus on that in your life. Purging is the gutting out of an overstuffed house. It's intentionally de-owning what once owned you. Another Joshua Becker quote that perfectly sums up the point of minimalism. Minimalism is the intentional promotion of the things we most value and the removal of anything that distracts from it. Yes, that's it. That's all of it for me in one perfect sentence. Thanks, Josh. This is what it's all about. It's what it all comes down to. Minimalism is slower living. Our society is so incredibly hurried all the time. Minimalism allows you to slow down and gives you the freedom to disengage. It says no to extravagance and yes to significance. Minimalism is the promotion of a quieter, simpler life. If you're in the throes of raising kids, what a wonderful example to set for them about what matters. Instead of chasing fame, fortune, crazy success, you're pursuing family time, a quieter life, a simple home, an intentional family. It's not even about having a clean house or more time. That's a great side note, but that's not really the focus. It's the why behind all of that. Your life, your family, your purpose. It's not all being absorbed by stuff. When you are intentionally trying to live with only the things you truly need or the things that bring you joy, everything changes. You're not living like everyone else anymore, mindlessly accumulating material things. You're living on purpose. You're living with intention. You're living a little slower paced. And since we only get one shot at this, don't you think that matters? Obviously, you're somewhere in this boat because you're here. You invested in your life, you bought this course, and you want things to get better. I can definitely promise you that if you apply my teaching, they most certainly will. Let's get started.